好不好 ？OK， 好，这走很快要就再请我回来，好不好？所以那个凤梅的豆腐皮是最好的。凤梅 is 豆腐皮 is the best。我也很高兴看到那个 Rachel 和那个 Lucy 他们在这里做神的施工。I'm really happy to see Rachel and Lucy as well because they were in our youth group.
Yes.
But now they're serving God. And we miss you, but I see you there and I feel happy that God is using you. There yet? No. Technical difficulties. Okay, well, she should type that. I'm on the tie.
Okay.
Okay,
should we
start?
Yeah, we'll start now. Okay. We've talked about the Woodlands for many years.
我们的讲到那个乌冷子好多年了。
So to be here is really exciting.
所以能够在这里，他今天非常的兴奋。
We've been here since the beginning when the youth help out with the youth. We've been here since the beginning to help with youth.
哦，他说他其实他在这边很早就开始，刚开始帮助那个青少年们。
But today I'm really happy to preach.
他说今天他很高兴来跟大家
Because usually when I come, I'm here to help Jody. Now she's here to help me. Okay, today we'll talk about healing faith. And it's Mark chapter 5, verse 21 through chapter 6, verse 6.
他是在马可福音第五章二十一节到第六章六节。
We won't read through it because of time.
因为时间的关系，今天他不想全部把它念完。
But I'll do my best to talk about the story.
他会尽他可能的告诉你这个故事，这个章节后面的故事。
At first, it takes place. Jesus most likely is.In the Sea of Galilee area.
他说这个故事发生在就是说耶稣当时是在这个加利海的地方。
In fact, 那个 Nancy 的丈夫他先今天从那个 Israel 回来 ，right?
他说那个。
Oh, there you are. I'm jealous.
他就是那个 Nancy 他的先生那个 Mike， 他今天是刚好从以色列要回来。
So he probably went to the Sea of Galilee.
所以他可能到了加勒利海。
So he comes back, I'll ask him if he went to the other side.
所以他今天他说他回来，他要问他是不是到另外一边去了。
And so one thing we saw before Jesus comes back is he casts many pigs into he drowns many pigs.
他说当耶稣回来到这个地方的时候，他那个打开那个猪的门，让他很多都淹死了。
We know that there are no Jewish people that live in this area.
他说当时在那个地方是没有犹太人居住在那里。
Because a pig is one of the most disgusting things to a Jewish person.
他说对一个犹太人来讲，猪是一个很最糟糕的事情，最厌恶的事情。
That Jewish people are not like Chinese.
他说犹太人跟中国人不太一样。
Jewish people will not eat pigs.
他说犹太人不吃猪肉的。
Chinese, on the other hand, eat lots of pigs.
中国人吃猪肉吃的很多。
In fact, I think we eat too much pork.
是让他觉得我们中国人吃太多猪肉了。
The Jews think they don't eat these kinds of foods because pigs don't eat a very healthy diet.
他说犹太人为什么不吃猪肉，是因为他觉得猪肉吃的那个东西不是很健康的。
And so, pigs to a Jew is like eating garbage.
他说这个猪对犹太人来讲就是好像吃垃圾一样。
And there is scientific evidence that pork actually digests twice as slow as beef.
他说事实上那个也有科学的证明说猪肉实际上我们消化的方面跟牛肉比起来它多花两倍的时间来消化那个猪肉。跟牛肉比起来。
So when Jesus cast these pigs into the sea, we know that there is no Jewish people in this area because they hate pigs.
他说当那个耶稣把这些猪丢到下去的时候，他说可以知道说那个地方是没有犹太人的。
Because he's been with so many Gentile people, he's supposed to, when he comes back to Jewish area, Jews are maybe afraid, they should be afraid of Jesus.
他说因为耶稣到很多是非基督徒的地方，非信徒的地方，
Because he's around so many pigs, that means he would be contaminated.
他说因为耶稣到那么多非基督徒的地方，大概他已经周围很多这个什么到猪的圈子去了，所以他觉得说那个耶稣大概有很多菌吧，脏的东西。
The U.S. would not let me give blood for 5 years so far.
I can't give blood.
他说那个美国政府不会让他那个捐血至少5年。
Because I did my PhD studies in England.
他说因为他的博士学位是在那个英国念的。And
there was mad cow disease.
他说那边有黄牛症，对。So
I went to try to give blood. They says, "Oh, you can't give blood."
所以他说他想去捐血，他们就说 "No, 不行，你不能捐血."
And then recently, we had a blood drive in West Houston Chinese Church.
他说最近我们在这个西区中国教会有一个捐血运动活动。And
I wanted to give blood.
他说他想捐血。But
I can't.
不行。
Because last year.
因为去年,
I went to Bolivia for missions.
Oh.
So this just doesn't apply spiritually, this also applies medically.
他说这个不光是这个心灵上哈，那个但也是在一般实际上也是应用的。
But you see, Jesus' name is so famous now that people don't care.
他说因为那个耶稣的名声越来越大了，所以一般人大概都不在乎了。
And as soon as Jesus comes back, he meets a synagogue ruler.
所以当耶稣回到这个地方的时候，他碰到一个会堂，就是那个犹太教会堂的管家。He's
not a pastor.
他不是牧师。He's
probably just closer to a very important elder.
对他就是他不是那个犹太人那个牧师，但是他可能是就是一个像那个长老级，就是蛮高的。In
our church, if alarm goes off at night.
他说在西西教会，如果说那个警报器哈，响了，在晚上的话,
elders often take care of it, not the pastors. Is that right, honey?
他说在他们教会，如果说警铃响，晚上响的话，一般是长老去。对不起，第一次那个
Pastor Paul, 那是第二次 Joe Chan, our elder.
他就是长老去解决，不是牧师去解决。他说现在刚才 Joe Chan is the second one.
Yeah, he's the second one, I think. So Jairus would be like Joe Chan in our church.
所以他说这个耶鲁这个管家就好像那个 Joe Chan 他们那个西西教会那个管家一样。
And Jairus approaches Jesus with desperation.
他说这个管家哈，接那个找来找耶稣，就是非常急切的来找耶稣。
Because his daughter is dying.
因为他的女儿，他的小女儿正要死了。
And he knows the stories that Jesus has healed many.
他听说过耶稣治医治了很多人。
And so he's really desperate.
所以他是真的是非常的急切，也来请求。
Because the people of the synagogue do not like Jesus.
因为你知道犹太人这个会堂的人是不喜欢那个耶稣的。The
Pharisees always question him.
因为他们这些常常都在质问耶稣。The
law experts are always trying to trick him.
他说那个犹太人中有很多人懂法律的，常常借着法律来教训他，来想要把他置之于法地。The
Pharisees are very, the religious leaders are very threatened by Jesus.
所以他们这些那个犹太人那个会堂的那些
Because a lot of people are starting to follow Jesus instead of them. Now, if I was starting a church, and I had this room full of people, I'd be very happy. But if Joel Osteen came and all of a sudden started a church next to mine,
但是呢，那个Joel Osteen就Houston那个很有名的那个Joel Osteen，他刚好在他的那个隔壁在建一个教会。
And then people in this room started to go to his church.
但是呢，这边在这边整个会堂的人就马上就到他那个教会去了。
I would be unhappy.
我会很不高兴的。
And so the Pharisees, they are losing their influence.
所以这些会堂的那个以色列那个不是以色列犹太人的会堂就开始就说，会众开始走开了。Because
they see Jesus and they think, and these people are saying he is the Messiah.
因为很多会众都说他就是救世主。And
the religious leaders are not believing.
所以那些宗教领袖就觉得说他不相信这个。But
one thing you will see in the history of people.
但是你一看到在从历史上来看的话。
When they are desperate, they will open their hearts.
So, 当人真的是就是说他很祈求很殷切的时候，他常常他的心也打开了。
Some of the hardest people to reach are the people who have a lot.
他说事实上我们最难去传教哈的人的话，是因为他那些人他拥有很多东西。
Maybe they have a lot of money.
或者他有钱。
Maybe they have a lot of power.
或者他有权力权势。
Maybe they have a key position.
或者他是在有占有很高的位置那些。
Sometimes the hardest people to reach are the people that are doing very, very well.
他说有时候是最难去宣教的那个传教的那个那一批人身上，他们可能是在这个生活上做得非常好非常好。
And their goal is to stay doing well.
因为他们的目标人生的目标就是要继续这样做得更好。
But sometimes the easiest people to reach are the people who have are rock bottom.
他说事实上有时候是最容易去宣教打开人心里说这些人是在正好在人生的低谷的时候低谷的时候。
And there's nothing more hurtful than seeing your loved one ill.
他说这个是最伤心的就是看到你的亲人他生病了。
I have a book that's coming out soon.
我正要出版一本书。
It's about the story of my mom.
他说是关于他妈妈的故事。
It was the story about how the last few years of her life, what God taught me.
他说就是他最后几年他在有生中的最后几年的时候那个神教导他的一些事情。
It was in some ways the worst 3.5 years of my life.
他说那三年实际上是他这个人生中最糟糕的三年。
In some ways it was the best.
他说从某个角度来说那个实际上也是他最好的日子。
But one thing I knew was I would do anything to see my mom heal.
他说他可以确信有一件事他会做就是他会做任何事情让他妈妈得医治。
So I see Jairus begging Jesus to come heal his daughter.
所以他看到这个管家这个耶鲁艾鲁的这个管家到耶稣的面前去请求耶稣来救他的小女儿。
I understand what he's going through.
他很能了解说，这个管家他心里当时的整个的过程，心里的感受。
But before Jesus can reach Jairus's daughter,
但是当就是说在耶稣还没有去看这个管家的小女儿的时候
，There is a woman that is trying to approach Jesus to be healed.
当时有一个女人，有个妇女，事实上也是正想去接触耶稣，想得医治。
The Bible says that she has a 12-year hemorrhage.
她说这个妇女说，那个圣经上说这个妇女已经患有十二年的，他们说漏血病。
That means for 12 years she has a non-stop. I feel awkward.
她意思就是说她身体那个一直流血，一直流血，十二年都不停止。
Yeah. That's right. Okay.Women understand men, sort of. We understand here, but not. You don't need to translate that. But the Bible in the Old Testament it says that when a woman goes through these monthly cycles,
他说这个圣经上说我们女人嘛，每年的那个经期期间的时候
，they are unclean.
她是不干净的。
That means for 7 days they must not touch anybody.
他说实际上在那个经期期间，大概有七天的时间，实际上不应该。接触任何人的。
And on the eighth day, they must take a wash.
然后第八天的时候，就经期过了以后，她要洗澡。
In the Old Testament, Bathsheba was washing herself because of this eighth day.
她说在旧约的时候，那个希巴那个人，她就是说在第八天的时候，她就洗澡，就是把自己洗干净。
But this woman had 12 years of constant bleeding.
她说，你想想看，这个女人，她实际上十二年来，她的经期就一直在流，一直在流，没有断。
And so that means she had 12 years where no one could even touch her.
所以意思就是说在十二年中间都没有人可以，他就是接触她或者是触摸她。
People probably looked down upon her.
他说大家可能轻视她。
People probably said God was punishing her.
然后人家也会说可能是上帝借这个病来惩罚她。
And she was desperate to be healed.
所以她当然是就很想要赶快被医治。
I know Chinese people, we value.Medical doctors very highly.
他说，因为中国人对那个医生的那个什么尊敬非常高。
And if you read Lu Jiafuying, if you read Luke, Luke omits this part. The same story is in Luke.
他说，你看那个路加福音的时候有同样的故事。
But Luke is a doctor, and he doesn't mention this.
他说，是到路加这个福音那个路写那路加那个人，他上次是个医生，他没有提到这一点。
When I get to heaven, I'll hit him. I'll say, why didn't you do that? You know.
他说，当他上。有一天上天堂的时候，他会跟他讲，跟他提一提说，你为什么不提这个故事
？But Mark says that she spent all her money. She spent all her money on doctors, and she was getting worse.
他说那个在马克福音上面总是这个妇女，她已经花了她所有的钱去看各种医生，但她的病情没有好转，反而更恶化。
And she also was desperate.
所以她也是跟那个管家一样，是非常的，就是说殷盼、急切，那个耶稣能够救她。
And she was also at the bottom.
所以同样，她那个时候也是在她人生最低谷的时候。
And the Bible has an interesting word here that she. As she's trying to get to Jesus, I'm sure when people see her, they're scared and they're moving away because they don't, if they touch her, they become unclean. If I told you I had flu, I started to walk through, you know, the crowd.
如果说我现在告诉你我有感冒，我准备要走过这个拥挤的地方。
And I started sneezing like that.
那我才开始打喷嚏。
I'm guessing many of you will move away from me.
他说所有人大概就马上就躲开了，闪开了。
And that's the same thing that's happening when the woman is trying to get to Jesus.
所以他同样的就是这个故事，就是说当这个妇女想准备要去接触那个耶稣的时候。
They're probably moving away because they know that she is bleeding for 12 years.
所以他大家可能就躲开他了，因为知道他已经有血漏，漏就流血流了十二年了。
As soon as she touches Jesus' clothes,
所以当她就是一接触到耶稣的衣裳的时候,
she gets healed.
她就马上得医治了。And
the Bible says that the Greek word is sozo.
她说这个希腊字，这个在圣经上这个希腊文这个字叫 sozo, sozo.
Sozo is not just physical. Sozo is mainly spiritual.
他说，搜索这个希腊字，这个不光只是说是肉体上，事实上是心灵上的意义。
When you see the word sozo, you usually think about the word salvation.
他说，事实上，你当你看到这个搜索，是你想到的就是救赎。It
means spiritual saving.
也就是说，你心灵上的一个救赎。So
what probably is going on here is not the physical healing.
所以说，在这边的意思大概不光只是说你肉体上的医治。
But as soon as she touches the cloak, spiritually she is healed.
所以当她那个妇女就是接触到耶稣的衣裳的时候，她不光是肉体上的医治，她的心灵上也是得到医治。
There was a story about a paralyzed man.
她说有一个故事就关于一个就是瘫痪的一个男人。
And his friends dropped the paralyzed man down from the roof.
她说这个她的朋友把这个瘫痪的人从那个屋顶上丢下去。
And before he healed the paralyzed man, he said, "Your faith has saved you."
他说，在他医治这个瘫痪的人，他告诉他说，你的信心医治了你。
And you see, in the Gospels, there's a strong parallel when Jesus heals people physically.
他说，在那个圣经里上有很多一个同样的一个故事，就是说，当耶稣在医治人的时候，
he is saving them spiritually.
他同时也医治他的心灵。
And Jesus said in verse 34, "Your faith has healed you."
他说在第三十四节章三十四节的时候，那个耶稣说了，你的信心医治了你。
And so we know that faith in Christ heals.
他说，所以我们大家就知道说，在耶稣那边，在耶稣里的话，信心可以得医治的。
Because we see the word sozo is salvation through spirit and physical.
他说，所以在希腊文那边讲，就是说那个搜索意思就是说你得到救赎，不光是肉体上，也是心灵上的救赎。But
we have to know that the ultimate healing is spiritual.
所以我们大家都知道，实际上我们最终的治疗，实际上是我们心灵上的治疗。We
have prayers of healing physically, and that's great.
所以我们常常为周围的人祷告，希望他肉体上得医治，那是非常好的。But
we must not confuse the most important healing as spiritual.
但是我们不要忘记，我们最重要的医治，实际上是我们的心灵、灵命上的医治。I
never stop praying for my mom to be healed.
他说我从来没有停止，就是要祷告，让我妈妈能够得医治。The
very day that she died, I still was praying for her healing, physical healing.
就是即使她在去世的那一天，我也在为她的肉体上的医治祷告。I
did not know at the time, but my mom had slipped into a coma.
我事实上那时候我不知道，我妈妈已经开始进入昏迷状况。
And I thought she was sleeping. Well, she was sleeping, but she was in a coma.
我那时候以为他在睡觉，所以就是说，事实上他已经是昏迷的。
And I kept on praying. I thought it was a good sign because she usually doesn't sleep that long. But oh, she's sleeping and was so happy. And I told Jody, be quiet. She don't wake her up.
他说因为他不知道他身上是昏迷，所以他以为他在睡觉，而且睡了这么久，所以他跟他太太 Jody 讲说，请你不要吵扰他，让他好好睡。
But we realized something wasn't right, so we tried to wake her up around 10:30.
所以当早上十点半的时候，他发现有点不对劲的时候，想要摇醒他妈妈的时候。
And as soon as we tried to wake her up, that's when she passed.
他说，就当我们要摇醒他的时候，他就去世了。
And for a while, I was pretty upset at God.
所以有一段时间，我对神非常的失望。
Because I prayed for so long.
因为我跟神祷告这么久。
And there were so many signs that she would have been healed.
她有很多的征兆显示说她有可能可以被医治。
But now, 3 years after, she has passed.
所以像三年后，她已经去世三年了。
I asked myself, well, what if she was still alive these last 3 years?
她说，如果说过去三年她如果仍然活着的话。
And I just realized that life is just so much better for her now, being in heaven, than being here.
她说，我现在终于了解，就是说，事实上她现在的生活在天堂的生活事实上。非常的好，更美。
And my hurt was myself.
所以我对那个伤害实际上是对我自己的伤害。
Because I miss her.
因为我实在很想念她。
But you see, God sozoed her in heaven.
但是神医治她在天堂里医治她。
So not all healing, not all healing is physical.
所以大家知道，就是说，不是所有的医治都是肉体上的医治。
And so we know that faith in Christ heals. It does heal physically. And I was talking. 我们没有不够时间，所以我本来要他分享一下，他有很多很好的 testimony， 但是我说时间不够，所以but she had a lot of wonderful testimonies, so ask her sometime. but not only we know faith in Christ heals and faith in Christ saves.
他说就是大家知道说就是说当你对耶稣有信心在信心里在这个信仰里说你可以得医治。
Walking with God can be very complicated sometimes.
Walking with God.
Can be very
walking, right?
Walking. No.
他说跟神一起走路在一起的时候有时候蛮复杂的。
And as I'm in academics, I see that sometimes it can be even more difficult.
我是在学术界，所以我觉得有时候实际上是更困难。
Professors are always trying to find new things.
他说教授们常常想要找一些新的东西。
Because if they don't, everyone's going to think they're stupid.
他因为如果他们没有发现新的东西，他就觉得这个教授是很笨的。
And when you're in academic theological studies, sometimes it's very hard.
他说如果说你在那个神学院的话，那有时候就是更难的。
Because sometimes people see things in the word that's not there.
他说有时候人啊，看见的一些字实际上没有在那边的。
They get their articles published.
但是当他的那个文章可以出版。
And they think that maybe they've uncovered certain things about God's word.
他觉得说他可能发现新的神的话。
As I read their articles, I get often angry.
就是当我在念他们这些出版的这个刊物的时候，文章的时候，我很生气。
Though even though academically this is written well.
他说即使在学术界这个是写的非常好。
In the end, I don't think it really makes much contribution to the church and to people's faith.
但是到最后我发现说他这篇文章实际上对教会对个人的信仰方面我不觉得他有很大的贡献。
And it's not surprising that many professors who teach in seminaries and Christian colleges.
他说就是说我不惊讶就是说很多教授在那个神学院那些或是那边教书的教授。
I've noticed their faith is not always on fire.
我知道说他们的信心哈，不是常常就是火热的。
When I tell them, oh, I had some students receive Christ.
所以当我告诉他说我有一个学生哈，最近接受主耶稣。
I did not sense that they were happy.
我没有感觉到他们很高兴。
I mean, they weren't angry.
但至少他没有生气就是。
But the Bible says there's all this rejoicing when someone comes to heaven.
因为那个圣经上说当有人接受那个永生的时候，上天堂的时候，应该是很高兴、很快乐的。
Heaven's joy, must be our joy too.
他说，天堂是一个喜乐的地方，所以也同样应该是我们喜乐的地方。
And so I've come to realize that a simple faith is probably one of the most important things about walking with God.
他说， 他说其实这个 信心可能是最简单，这个信心可能是最重要的，当你跟神一起的时候，在一起的时候。
Because there's many attacks on your faith.
因为很多人会攻击你的信心信仰。
There's many experts that claim, oh, the word of God cannot be trusted.
因为有很多所谓的专家学者哈，他会告诉你说神的话是不可以相信的。
There's many scientists that says, oh, you must believe in this scientific theory.
他说有些科学家会告诉你说你必须要相信这些科学理论。
In fact, this week, there was a famous scientist that says he thinks eventually evolution will be so strongly proved that everyone will have to believe in it.
他说事实上最近有一个科学家讲说那个演化论、进化论是一个这么有用、有效的。他说他相信所有人会，你最后还是会相信进化论。
I don't want to get into that discussion, but the point is that there's a lot of people who will try to attack our faith, and they will come at it as if they are experts.
我就是刚刚那个他不想再讲详细的，但是他就说大家注意，就很多人会来攻击哈，所谓的专家会来攻击我们的信仰，然后呢，怎么攻击？
And everyone at one time or another will come to a point where they will ask, "Do you believe?"
他说每一个人可能 在某个阶段在你的人生都会被人家问到说你相信什么。
One person attacked a famous evangelist named Billy Graham.
他说 有人在攻击很有名的那个布道家那个 Billy Graham.
And he basically said, how can you believe in the word of God?
他这个人就真正他的面说你怎么可能相信这个神的话。
The person who attacked Billy Graham was a more famous evangelist.
他说事实上攻击这个 Billy Graham 这个有名的布道家事实上是也另外一个更有名的布道家。
At that time, yeah.
在那个时候
this famous evangelist who attacked Billy Graham went to Princeton Seminary.
他说这个很有名的布道家在攻击那个 Billy Graham 的那个布道家事实上是到普林斯顿的神学院的毕业。
And when he went to Princeton, he just studied the Bible from the academic in the mind.
所以这个人呢他到那个普林斯顿神学院念书他只是就是说念神学，在他的脑子里念神学。
But not faith in the heart.
但是不是他的信心，在他心中的那个信，内心的信心。
And he lost his faith.
所以他等于就是说失去他的信仰。
And he attacked Billy Graham and said, "You can't believe this."
所以他就是说攻击那个 Billy Graham 那个布道家说，你不能相信这个。
And Billy Graham made one decision.
所以当时那个布道家 Billy Graham 就是做了一个决定。
He put his Bible on a tree stump one night. And he was honest with God. And he said, you know, I'm having a hard time right now, God. But by faith, I'm going to accept that this is your word. And from that day on, Billy Graham was used by God mightily.
所以从那天开始，那个 Billy Graham 就是说，用神的，对，被神大大的使用。
Billy Graham actually used to have a direct line to leaders in the Middle East.
他说，事实上，那个 Billy Graham 他直接有直接的一个通话的管道，跟那些中东的一些领袖。
Up until recently, George W. Bush, Billy Graham was a counselor to almost every U.S. president since the 1950s.
他说，自从1950年来，像那个 Billy Graham 哈，就是很有名那个布道家，他实际上是美国历任总统的那个叫什么咨询哈，一直到就是那个布希总统丘吉尔。
Faith in Christ heals and saves us.
他说，你有在耶稣有对耶稣的信心哈，实际上是可以。
And the essence of faith is believing God's word is directly from God.
他说你的信心的本质就是说你相信这些话是直接圣经里的话就是直接从神来的。
Well, after Jesus heals the woman with the hemorrhage, Jairus gets word that his daughter has died.
他说当那个耶稣医治那个患血漏的许多的妇女以后，那个管家的小女儿死掉，去世了。
And Jesus probably gives one of my favorite commands in the Bible.
所以耶稣那时候给他一个他最喜欢的一个教训，在圣经里头一个教训。
Jesus tells Jairus, "Don't worry."
耶稣告诉会堂的管家说, 不要烦恼,
and don't be afraid.
也不要害怕,
only believe.
只要去相信,
a simple faith is important for us to walk with God.
他说就这么简单的一个信心,
but there's many challenges to our faith.
但是就是周围中我们有很多挑战，对我们的信心的挑战，信仰的挑战。
And probably the greatest is fear.
他说其中最大的对我们信心的一个挑战就是害怕。
Now Rachel, Lucy, I'm going to pick on you a little bit.
他说Rachel跟Lucy，他现在要把你们。
You forgot. You remember at WACC, I always talk to the crowd. You remember that?
他说在那个WACC，他经常跟大众说话。
Now when you first came here, were you afraid because you had to do more?
他说你第一次来到这边的时候是不是很害怕？
Your parents just forced you to do it, you had no choice, I don't know.
他说你第一次来这边是因为你担心要做的更多，还是说你的妈妈、你的父母强迫你来这里没有选择的余地？
Lucy, did you have fear at first?
他说你有没有害怕第一次来这个？
Because you had to do all so much more, you had to play and sing and you're okay? Okay, good, she's fearless. Good job, honey.
他刚刚问他说你来换到这个教会是你要多做一些事，你有没有害怕？他说他没有。
How about you, Rachel? You're okay too?
Rachel, then I
you weren't afraid? Good. See? It's good to be young. Remember that when you get older, okay, guys, ladies? But fear is some of our biggest enemies against our faith.
他说担心害怕是我们最大的敌人，对我们信心、对我们信仰都最大的敌人。And
here are some things that fear does. Fear distorts the truth.
这就是说害怕会做一些什么事情。他说第一个呢，害怕会扭曲那个真理。Fear
always victimizes.
他说那个害怕也让你变成一个受害者。Fear
puts stress on the body.
他说那个害怕也把你就是增加你身体肉体上的压力。
Let me skip down to six. Fear replaces faith.
他说你的害怕有时候呢代替你的信心信仰。
Let's see here. Eight. Fear is afraid of success.
他说害怕也是也很担心会成功。
Fear fills the heart with despair.
他说害怕也会造成就是说你的内心充满的绝望。
Fear destroys, steals joy and blessings.
他说害怕也会就是说残害，然后偷就是让你那个没有喜乐也没有祝福的感觉。
The most often quoted commandment in the Bible.
他说在圣经里最常被引用的那个 command 诫命
is do not be afraid.
他说就是说不要害怕。
And the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God.
他说圣经上讲说，你就是你没有信心的话，你没有办法会讨神喜悦的。Now
faith does not mean the absence of fear.
他说就是说你有信心的时候，不表示说你不害怕。Faith
just means that you overcome your fear. You don't let your fear win.
他说那个有信心的话，就是说你不会让那个害怕占据你，而是让你是战胜的害怕。
And Jesus tells Jairus, do not be afraid, only believe.
所以呢，耶稣就是告诉这个会堂的管家说，不要害怕，只要相信。
Now I've talked to many people over the years.
我跟很多人说过，过去几年说了很多话。
And I realize that everyone I've talked to, if they're honest,
我发现说，几乎每一个人我跟他说话的时候，都觉得他们是非常坦诚，非常公开。
Everyone I've talked to has a challenge.
但是每一个人都有一些挑战，人生都有挑战。
And often there are challenges that I'm glad I don't have.
所以很多时候他的一些挑战，实际上我很高兴我没有。
But you see, if I look at my life,
但是我看看我自己的生活，人生。
I have challenges that people are glad they don't have either.
就是我人生中的挑战，我也很高兴，就是说我有，他们没有。
If we're all honest, we all have issues in our life that challenge us.
所以我们真的自己坦诚下来看看，说我们每个人一生中都有各种，人生中有各种挑战。
Being Chinese, people often ask, when are you having kids?
他说就是身为中国人，他常常被问到，就是你什么时候要生小孩？
I tell them we're trying.
我告诉他们说我们很努力。
And then I see my friends.
那我看见我的朋友。
They try, first time they get pregnant.
他们试了第一次就怀孕了。
Or really quick.
非常快就怀孕了。
And then I keep on seeing myself as, oh, well, when, God, when are we going to get pregnant?
So I started to ask God, what time is my wife going to get pregnant?
We have to remind ourselves not to be afraid. Only believe. And I think all of us, whether it's in, for us infertility, or everyone else has other specific challenges we have, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Only believe. And we know the story. Jesus goes in and he heals his daughter. And that's the ultimate, what Mark is trying to do is to just give us an example of simple faith.
这个整个的故事就是说，马可他的意思就是要给我们一个，就是说最重要一个很简单的，就是信心。
Because the very next story, which we'll try to go fast because of time,
他说在下一个故事,
I'm almost done. Don't worry, David's getting nervous here.
他说他这个就是最后的快结束了。
If I don't look at the clock, I'm in trouble.
他说如果他不注意看这个时钟，他觉得他会有问题的。
You know, last week at grad banquet, I went on and on and on. I didn't because I wasn't looking at the clock.
他说上一次的时候，他就是因为没有忘记看的时间的时候，他就一直讲。
I'm looking at the clock, so I'm okay. But the next story, Jesus goes to his hometown and reads in the synagogue.
他说下一个故事就是说，耶稣回到他自己的家乡啊，在那个会堂里头。
And the people say, "Isn't this Joseph, the car? Isn't this Joseph's son, the carpenter's son?"
他说那个会堂的讲说，这个人不就是那个木匠哈，那个 Joseph 的儿子吗？
And they could not believe that this man was who Jesus was the Messiah.
他们实在没办法接受，也不相信说耶稣就是所谓的救世主，犹太人讲的救世主。
And unlike the previous stories where God, Jesus does healings,
这不太像这个故事跟前面那个耶稣在医治病人的故事不太一样。
Mark says in chapter 6, verses 5 through 6,
他说在马可福音那个第六章哈，那个六节到
5 to 6.
Yeah, 5到6节.
He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands.